one. This is week 128 of Destiny Pizzas. It is Wednesday, October 28th.
You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
128 on 1028. Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Brian Litt.
How do you spell your name, Brian? Have you ever wanted to be like a B-R-Y?
No. All the B-R-Y's in it are annoying as fuck.
Brian, in general, like B-R-Y Brian's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Interesting. Have you ever met another Brian that has like a weird spelling?
No, but I saw one in Jeopardy that was like B-R-I-E, and I was like, what the fuck?
That sounds like very Irish, like Brienne. Brienne. Like Brianna Tarr, but it's B-R-I-E-N-N-E. Breaking news, she killed Stannis Baratheon.
What?
I found that out yesterday.
I didn't know that.
Because, like, in the season finale, she, like,
oh, that's horrible.
Swings the blade, and you supposedly hear it hit the tree, and you're supposed to assume that he does die.
They did a lot of cutting him away.
They cut it away. Right as the blade was swinging.
And Game of Thrones usually shows you everything, so
yeah.
We're like, wait, what?
But then, like, I guess some guidebook came out, and it says that she cut off his head. Off with his head. Dance, till you're dead. That's the yeah's version of Game of Thrones. I'm surprised no one's done that. Someone should do a video of everyone's head getting cut off in Game of Thrones to that song, Heads Will Roll, by the IAS. I assume it's already on the internet.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Neds will roll.
You can do it.
Neds will roll.
God, that album was a long time ago. It came out in 2007, I think. What was
really?
The name of the album? 2008.
I think 2008. We would need Ryan to confirm.
No, it's true. I saw them in concert that year.
Okay.
Me and Usher saw them at Coachella that year. That's when I found out that I had a crush on Karen O. So if you're out there listening, Karen O, and you're in the Mission Viejo area, you're going to see how a Destiny Pizza is made. Email. Contact.
Email.
at destinypizzas.com. What else? How other way? Or maybe just come here. I'm sure she has. I'm sure she has her sources. I think let's see that famous. Like you
she
can
knows
just find
the watchers.
Yeah, she knows who the watcher is, and she knows where I live. Maybe she is the watcher. That would be exciting. That would be exciting.
But then would you still have a crush on her because she's a psycho?
Well, is it true, or is she just doing it like to be an artist?
Oh, if she's going to write a song about it, that's okay.
Like, maybe,
yeah, that's a lot different.
Yeah, maybe she's working on the soundtrack for like The Watcher. Could you imagine how good of a soundtrack it would be to that NBC show if Karen O did it? I thought the soundtrack to Where the Wild Things Are was magical. And it was just Karen O with a bunch of kids. Huh. And the band was called Karen O and the Kids.
Huh. That's novel.
Yeah. Anyways. You see any movies this week, Mike?
I saw Max.
Is this the one about the dog?
The dog.
The one that I have a personal connection to.
Oh, yeah, you do have a connection to it. Basically what's in the trailer. The dog. Guy in the military in Afghanistan owns a dog. He gets killed. The dog can't get another owner because he's so attached to the human, so he has to go live with the family.
Like Hachiko. Or was that the name of the dog? You know what I'm talking about? Japanese translation dog?
No.
Oh! Sounds like a tangent. I'm surprised you don't know about this. I bet you better get that tissue ready, Brian, because you're going to need it.
God.
Here's a picture of Hachiko.
So cute.
Okay. Hachiko was an Akita dog born on a farm near the city of Odate, which is in the Akita prefecture, who is remembered for his remarkable loyalty to his owner, which continued for many years after his owner's death. Hachiko is known in Japanese as Chukin Hachiko, meaning faithful dog Hachiko. Hachi meaning eight, and suffix ko meaning affection. Hachiko's life. You ready for this? Yeah, it's very short. It's a very short story. In 1924, Hidesabaro Ueno, a professor in the agriculture department at the University of Tokyo, took Hachiko, a golden brown Akita, as a pet. During his owner's life, Hachiko greeted him at the end of the day each day at the nearby Shibuya station. The pair continued their daily routine until May 1925, when Professor Ueno did not return. The professor had suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and died, never returning to the train station where Hachiko was waiting. Each day for the next 9 years, 9 months, and 15 days, Hachiko awaited Ueno's return, appearing precisely when the train was due at the station. Hachiko attracted the attention of other commuters. Many of the people who frequented the Shibuya train station had seen Hachiko and Professor Ueno together each day. Initial reactions from the people, especially from those working at the station, were not necessarily friendly. However, after the first appearance of the article about him on October 4th, 1932, Asahi Shimbun, people started to bring Hachiko treats and food to nourish him during his wait. Publication. In 1932, one of Ueno's students, Hirokichi Saito, who developed expertise on the Akita breed, saw the dog at the station and followed him to the Kobayashi home, the home of the former gardener of Professor Ueno Kikuzabaro Kobayashi, where he learned the history of Hachiko's life. Shortly after this meeting, the former student published a documented census of Akitas in Japan. His research only found only 30 purebred Akitas remaining, including Hachiko from Shibuya Station. He returned frequently to visit Hachiko and over the years published several articles about the dog's remarkable loyalty. In 1932, one of these articles published in the Tokyo Asahi Shimbun placed the dog in the national spotlight. Hachiko became a national sensation. His faithfulness to his master's memory impressed the people of Japan as a spirit of family loyalty all should strive to achieve. Teachers and parents used Hachiko's visual as an example for children to follow. A well-known Japanese artist rendered a sculpture of the dog, and throughout the country, a new awareness of Akita breed grew. Eventually, Hachiko's legendary faithfulness became a national symbol of loyalty, particularly to the person and the institution of the emperor. Hachiko died on March 8, 1935, and was found on a street in Shibuya. In March 2011, scientists settled the cause of death of Hachiko. The dog had terminal cancer and a filaria infection.
They were working on the death for 70 years?
Yeah. There were also 4 yakitori skewers in Hachiko's stomach, but the skewers did not damage his stomach or cause his death. And then they made a movie later on, and Richard Gere played the professor, which was really weird.
Richard Gere?
What?
Yeah.
It's an American movie.
About Hachiko and his relationship with an American professor and his family following the same basic story. The movie was filmed in Rhode Island, primarily in and around Woonsocket Depot Square. And, it's about this. It's a really sad story. It reminds me kind of Jurassic Park from Futurama, except this is true. It happened a long time ago, and Futurama is false and happens a long time from now. But that story happened a long time ago as well. Because it happened in like 1999, right? 2000? Mm-hmm. Such a sad story, almost. So, Matt, how was Max? Was Max anything like that? Was this dog very loyal?
Yeah, the dog was very loyal. All the dog parts.
Is he a symbol of American loyalty to our family? How we should be as an American?
Sure. Yeah. I think that's what they're going for. Yeah, the dog's cool, the dog part. The kid story, he was still kind of a jerk the whole movie.
Which was your theory the whole
time? Which
what it was. Along.
Well, because the trailer showed it, because he's a jerk to his brother.
Yeah.
His brother's in war, he's like, ugh, I don't care, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then his brother dies, and he's still a jerk.
Uh-huh.
Which is
he's
the
like,
crazy
why do I have to go
to
this funeral?
He doesn't actually say that.
Call of
stuff,
Duty is
but he's like,
real.
He's got that look on his face, and his whole attitude is still the exact same.
He has a puss on his face. Like, you can say it.
It's like eventually learns to like the dog, but like.
Still hates his brother.
He
teaches
much
the dog to pee on his brother's gravestone. Does that happen in this Disney movie?
No.
Is this a Disney movie?
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind.
But it could be. I don't think so, though. I don't think so. Yeah, so didn't like the kid story, the weird story, which was the side story with the
like drug dealing, which,
whatever. Yeah, the
shady business.
Activity. Yeah,
guy. That do was, they mention what weird. Illegal activity is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it?
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it. Are you gonna watch this movie, Brian?
No,
okay. Yeah, there was just it was really weird. He was.
You're like, it's a money laundering scam.
He,
it's really
he
weird.
Was with his brother in the military.
Yeah,
and he was stealing weapons from Afghanistan. I don't know how he was doing this whole thing. He's smuggling weapons from Afghanistan.
Where does this movie take place?
It starts in Afghanistan.
Okay, well, I mean in America.
Oh, in Texas.
Okay,
I got so it. Gets, that makes sense.
Texas. Yeah. So somehow he gets the gun. So
wait, the kid?
No, the it's like the okay, friend so, okay, of the okay. brother.
So the movie starts out. They're in Afghanistan. It's the dude and his dog,
Max.
Max, who's the dog, and then his, the guy's friend, and then
we'll call
they,
him Joe.
They go on a raid. You see Max, and you see how successful they are as a team. They get back, and they're interviewing the owner. The owner of Max, he's like. There's some weapons missing from this
raid,
and it's been happening every time. So like we're interviewing everybody, and then
turns out it was Max all along, the dog.
No, but it was his buddy, and he's like, "I can't cover for you again. Like, you do it one more time, and I'm turning you in or whatever."
Oh so, shit! Does this guy have a responsibility? Is this guy? Did this guy kill the brother?
Not directly, but indirectly.
So, how like, indirectly?
Like purposely?
Well, he doesn't help him. Like the
oh, like intentionally.
Like, indirectly. Like, he's scared. Like, what happens is the dog, Max, goes on a... And then go... Like, he's the lead dog, so he mm-hmm. goes in there to make sure everything's okay. So he stops, the brother says, Max doesn't want us to go in there. Like, something's wrong. And then the other guy's like, no, go ahead. Like, we're on a mission. We gotta do it. I don't know why they listen to him. But then the dog goes ahead, and then it's an ambush, and they're like... Grenades, there's gunfire going off, and the guy goes out to save Max because he's trying to save him, and then he wants his buddy to back him up, but his buddy goes and hides
like
behind a rock. So he like indirectly okay. made Max go on, and he didn't go help. Okay. So then he gets shot, and then...
So does the evil friend get killed in a way that's satisfying to the audience?
No. I don't think he dies because it's a kids movie. I assume he just gets arrested and goes to the legal system. But the movie probably ends with him getting arrested and we never see what happens.
He might die. Because he falls down at the end and like Max lands on top of him. Oh, yeah, that's a... You don't know. I don't think you know. I think you think he dies. Because what happens is Max lands on top... Like, they're on a railroad at the end. Mm-hmm. Max lands on top of him. Like, the guy's about to shoot the little kid.
Mm-hmm.
So Max jumps on him, and they land off a railroad on the ground, and then they cut to a scene, and you see no, you see the kid, and he's over a gravestone. So you're like, oh, he's over Max's gravestone. No, but he's over his brother's with Max. So you don't ever see that guy again. So you assume he's dead. I think
Max ate his face.
But then why does he want to shoot the kid?
Because what happens is
so pretty much just tell us what happens.
I'm telling you
the whole
movie. I'm kind of
interested now.
More than Hachiko.
It wasn't
yakitori skewers, Brian. Three of them.
That's really depressing too.
The movie, yeah, because like, what kind of idiot gives a dog yakitori? Yeah.
Oh, maybe you just found it better than it. It really wasn't that great a movie because the kid's story.
It sounds
like,
a lot like SWAT. The ending with the like, Colin Farrell and Jeremy Renner on the train tracks.
Just, everything happens so abruptly. It's really weird. But well, the kid.
Were you there when we watched SWAT?
No.
Oh, well, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I think it was Alex, right? Was Alex?
I think it was Alex. Yeah, yeah.
We just watched.
Oh, wait, and Usher, right?
Yeah.
Did you watch all? That was the same time we watched the Rick and Morty's, or is that a different time?
And I think that's the same time we watched. Holy shit, we watched a lot of the TV that
yeah.
day. We watched 22 Jump Street.
And was that the same time we watched Friends of the People? Oh, no, that was a different time.
That was a different time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so what happens
okay,
to
so
Max?
You want to hear the whole movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
We first rate it out of 8.
3.
Okay.
I don't think it's that great. But I liked all the dog parts. Like, there's parts of the movie I like, but, like, the story, it's, the whole part about the gun thing is very convoluted, it seems. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so
because I don't think that's true. Like, in reality...
That's not a true
the
part of the story,
is,
no way.
The way I have a personal connection to this is my coworker's daughter was the lawyer who made this thing legal, and Max was the first dog.
Mm-hmm. They don't go through any of that in the
yeah,
movie.
So in reality, like, if you were in the Army or Armed Services or something, and you had a dog... And you died, the family couldn't get the dog. It was technically government property.
So yeah. What do they do with it?
They'd either put it back in or like euthanize it or something.
Yes. So that's what they're trying to do in the movie is they're trying to put him back in the field, but he's so attached.
Yeah.
So they're gonna kill it. So they're like, and they let him just take him.
Yeah.
Because he smelled the brother or whatever and was like, oh, I'm fine with these people.
So then now the law is the family can petition to have the dog as, like, adopt the dog.
They want it.
In before it goes back into service. But that's, I think that's only in case the person dies. If the person doesn't die, I think they're allowed to have the dog as a pet. But so she, my coworker's daughter, was the lawyer who, like, got that case through and took it all the way to make it into a law.
Wow, that's crazy.
And but the dog, because then she went and saw the movie and she's like, this isn't anything that happened. Like, it's not real at all. And I guess the original family was a Hispanic family that got the dog. And of course, that's not going to happen in the movie. Yeah. Well, did they mention the last name of the family?
I'm sure they do. I don't remember. Okay. It. Yeah, so they get the dog, and then, well, what you saw earlier was before he got killed, they're doing, like, a video conference, and then what you see is the little kid, he...
like, ignores his brother or something.
Well, weird thing...
That was in the trailer.
No, this is a weird thing that sets up later, is that the kid burns, like, video games or CDs.
Mm-hmm.
He burns them for people, and then he gives them to his buddy, who gives them to his cousin, who works with the Mexican... cartel.
This seems
this
so
really weird. That's what I'm saying. They use, like, this to set up that later point.
They literally turn, like, a victimless crime. Well, I guess the game studios are the victim here.
Like, the
nearly a victimless crime into, like, a very serious crime.
Like, the kid's, like, ripping video games and he's like, I want 200 more for this one. And I was like, whoa, this is like one CD. Like, I don't know if he's getting them early or what he's doing, but he's like 200 more and he's like, no, he don't play those games. He's with the cartel and stuff. You shouldn't do that. He's like, tell him that or I'm not giving to him.
How strange.
How old is the kid?
Like, because, you know, he's like
13.
We used to, like...
I was like, the balls on this kid. This kid's just a douchebag jerk and stupid.
Like, when we were young, like, really young, we were into, like, piracy, like, in a big... Like, when Napster was big, like, we were really into Napster and, like, LimeWire and stuff. I mean, I slowed down a lot since then, but... Like, it was relatively easy to do.
And I don't think people weren't charging $200 for things, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I know this was set in the past, I'm sure, because it was, like,
I'm sure it's set after 2001. So, like, 2006, probably. Maybe 2005.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. Sounds somewhere in there.
So, like...
He didn't have a cell phone, but they did mention how he didn't have a cell phone a lot. They're like, get a cell phone, man.
To the kid?
Yeah.
Well, obviously to the kid, not to the brother.
Did they say, like, flip phone?
Well, because they just said cell phone.
Like, I can't believe the first iPhone just came out. Yeah. This is amazing.
Well,
a touchscreen phone.
That was another thing. His dad was, like, in Vietnam. And his dad was also, like, a racist.
He's like, I don't trust those Mexicans.
Because he had a Mexican friend. Because this is the Mexican... I know, there's a lot of
layers. Too many, like, threads.
Because his friend was the... guy whose cousin was the cartel, his friend, and he's like, I don't like to call your house phone, your dad doesn't like me.
Huh. This is so weird. I wonder if...
I, like, kind of want to watch this movie.
This sounds like a horrible movie.
I know, it really
does. It sounds right up your alley, Brian.
Yeah, but, so his story, like, the kid's story is he burned those CDs, like, I don't, like, give it me more money or whatever. And he's like, he's not going to like that. It's like, whatever, too bad. So that
$200.
They set that in the beginning, yeah. Yeah.
When I was pirating, I would be lucky. There's one or two people. No, there was one person who would pay me $5 a CD when I burned up music in middle school. Is that statute of limitations have to be up on that, right? Yeah. It was like over 10 years. That was a highlight to me. I was like, what an idiot. I got, like, I am hustling like crazy.
I know. Who would pay?
I was like, you can just go to the store and buy $10 and you. Just steal it from the store. Like, go to a Target and steal the CD. Like, save that $5.
It was really weird. Oh, I was like, God. I don't get this world.
Was it your friend?
What?
This person that was buying.
No, yeah, she was buying them from me for $5. I wouldn't say a friend. She was like a classmate. Okay. She probably thought I was a friend because I was like, I'm only charging her $5.
That's so sad. That's so stupid.
Yeah. But I was also getting a lot of this music before it came out.
Okay.
It's like, I was like, I like to think I was pretty technologically savvy. I still am. But, yeah. So, okay.
Okay, so he's burning CDs or whatever, and then his brother dies. They get the dog. And he doesn't want the dog. But they're like, they're going to put the dog down if you don't take the dog. So they're like, okay, whatever. So he has the dog. And then he meets up with his buddy, who's the same Mexican dude. And then his buddy's other cousin, who's just a girl cousin there. He gets a crush on her. And she's like, I'm really good with dogs. She goes to help him with the dog. And then he tries to pawn off the dog on her. He's like, oh, maybe the dog will go with her because the dog likes her too. She's like, no, it's your dog. You're keeping it. So then there's the other point where they like to go.
I'm going
to
try to do that next time I have a crush on a girl. I'm going to try to get something like, oh, you like that too? Here, take it. I'm going to pawn this off on you.
Yeah.
This huge burden in my life. I'm going to try to pawn it off. My only connection to my dead brother. I'm going to pawn it off on you.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, he's still a jerk throughout most
of. Do we ever sympathize with this character?
Yeah, when he's about to get shot, and you're like,
I mean, yeah, towards the
end, like, God damn,
like,
I wish he actually got shot.
Because okay, so I'll
probably mouth off to the guy. And like, that's why he gets a gun pull.
Yeah,
the
other part of the movie is they like to bike around, like they ride these. Crazy
yeah, they
bike
ride like
trails.
Dirt bikes and stuff.
Yeah, and he does some crazy thing. He jumps over like,
and the dog's running next to him, yeah. Jumping over shit.
Yeah, so that happens,
and he's like, "This dog's not too bad."
And then the movie turns where his dad. The kid's dad
gets beat up by a bunch of Mexican people from mouthing off at a taqueria.
No, the kid guy meets the evil friend. Like
Max like growls at him, right?
Yeah, he doesn't like him because he's like, oh, you'll be excited. Max is here. Mm-hmm. So he growls at him. He's like,
well, this dog has PTSD. You should probably put it down. You know what they did with people with PTSD back in the day? Lobotomized them. Let's lobotomize this dog.
That's actually what happens. The evil guy like has a conversation with the father. He's like, the dog's actually what caused your son to get killed.
Oh no! What an evil guy.
So the dad comes back drunk, and he's got his gun, and he's like,
"I'm gonna kill him."
He has the dog in a cage, and he's saying, "Come with me, Max. I don't want to do this here." So then the son comes out, and he's starting to like the dog a little more.
He's like, "Dad, what are you doing?"
He's like, "What are you doing?" Like, he's like, "Your dog's the reason you killed your brother." And he's like,
"I don't care. He plays Call of Duty with me, Dad. We ride mountain bike trails, Dad."
My brother wouldn't do that with me.
But he's basically saying the dog wouldn't do that. Like,
yeah.
He's known the dog pretty well.
He's like, Dad, you're drunk. He's like, I'll kill you too. Yeah. But the wrong son died that day.
Kind of felt like that. He was like, that's the good son.
Yeah, my good son died that day. I'm left with you, you pirate. You no good seedy Mexican friending pirate.
So he doesn't kill the dog.
Good.
And then so he gets him a job at he sells storage units.
But he won't sell them to Mexicans? Does that ever come back into play?
No.
Okay.
But he gets the evil guy a job there, and then like,
of course he does.
You
probably find a storage unit full of guns later on.
Yep.
Nope, knew it.
Yep, he was putting the guns in the storage unit. He's like, did you rent out this unit? Because it's, like, not on the books or anything.
Wait, why
he's
is
like,
the
oh.
evil guy not in why Afghanistan the guy? Anymore?
That's the other thing. Like, he got discharged because they found out about this, but his record was sealed. So, like, the kid has, like, another friend of his.
Who's a computer hacker?
He's not a computer hacker, but
he's
he worked
Snowden?
With the dogs. He worked with the dogs, and he was like, oh, can you look into this guy? Like, something's wrong. And he found out that, oh, he said he was coming back because of an injury.
Is that the guy who's like, you stay away from him, he's bad news? Because I remember that's in the trailer. I think it was like...
Yeah, that's what he's saying. Because he looked him up and he's like, he didn't get discharged for that. I can't find his record, like, mm-hmm. It's sealed, but I know he's not discharged for that. So, the kid gets suspicious, so he gets Max to sniff something to track him down and see what's going on. And then he finds them doing the, like, part of the deal.
I assume it's the same Mexican cartel.
So there's a Mexican
that,
cartels. There's,
is it the same Mexican cartel that Max deals with? So this Mexican cartel has a wide range of crimes from, like,
yes,
piracy, CD
yes.
piracy.
That's
to,
the
like,
thing. That's
gun.
The whole connection. It's the same people.
That's so weird.
So he's meeting up. He's just showing off one gun. And he's,
and then
like,
he's like,
we'll do a
by
deal.
The way, do you have the new copy of Microsoft Office Photoshop?
Yeah.
I need 300 copies of each.
Yeah, so they're doing just a preview to prove he has it. He's like, how do I know you have all of it? It's like, I'll have it there. Because he brings out one AK or whatever.
He's like, come to the storage unit. The guy's a racist. Don't make sure, let me know when you're coming over, I'll make sure the owner's not there because he won't like to see your kind.
Yeah. So, Max is all freaking out because he's like, he sees the dude. Who's
Max
like,
or the kid?
The dog. Well, the kid's freaking out mentally, but the dog's freaking out physically, like barking and stuff. And
oh,
like,
no.
And they, what, like, of course, they do this in the movie. They have two Rottweilers on their side.
The Mexican cartel.
No, the...
the race, or the friend.
The friend, and the friend, well, and he's also
the frenemy, let's call him.
I think he's working with a sheriff, too. There's a crooked sheriff involved.
Of course. This is like Walking Tall. This is nuts.
Yeah, you have to go back and tell the whole story of the sheriff.
So how did
there
he
wasn't
come
much story. He just appeared at that moment. You didn't, no, you don't know he's a sheriff at that moment.
What but, other... There's like so many movies with crooked sheriffs. Like, what was that?
Cop Car, or that movie had a crooked
sheriff. Yeah, but there was like a comedy that had crooked... Was it Without a Paddle?
I never saw that movie.
I think Without a Paddle, it's like they're all drug dealers. Is that the one with their drug dealers? And there's like a...
Is that whole, the premise of the movie?
No.
I know like, they go on a camping trip.
Yeah, but then I think there's a premise where... Or there's a plot where they like find a weed farm. Like it's like a field of weed. And there's all these... It's a sheriff's weed. And they accidentally light it on fire and get hit. And get high. Sorry, continue. And okay. I'll let you know.
So, yeah, they got Rottweilers. So, the Mexican dudes, they, like, trail off. Because they're like, okay, we're done with the deal. And then he sends the dogs after whatever that noise was.
Well, so the cartel doesn't care about the kid. They never came back to him and was like...
No, because they were just worried about the deal. Like, what happened was the evil dude and the sheriff were like, oh, it's probably nothing. But they were just trying to make sure that the Mexican cartel still had a deal on it.
It was that movie, Without a Paddle.
What was that movie with the weed?
Yeah, they found a random weed farm.
Yeah, so the deal's going down. So the they're just saying, oh, it's just an animal or something or whatever. But that's just because they want to keep the deal, because any little thing, they would think they both think they're, like, setting each other up, too.
I'm whatever. Sure that happens.
Yeah. So they both think, oh, are you setting us up or whatever? So they want to make sure the deal goes smoothly. So the Mexican cartel leaves, but they and then they're still freaked out because they know that's probably not just an animal. So they send the dogs. No, the evil dude and the sheriff.
Okay.
Mexican cartel's gone. They set up the deal for the next day or whatever. So they send the Rottweilers after Max. Max has to fight both of them.
Does Max make it out okay?
Yeah, he makes it out fine. He
is hurt.
He breaks one of the Rottweiler's legs.
Holy shit!
And he's like on one leg. Like he's got three legs. He's got one like limping in the air. He can't chase after him. The other one, he like gets stuck down in a little trench area. He's okay.
What a great! And this was all like you see this happening.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What great acting! Those dogs deserve an award. Yeah, that's amazing.
That's what I say. I like all the dog parts. It's just the story's convoluted, like how everyone's connected.
That's why Michael's favorite movies are also Milo and Otis and Homeward Bound 1 and 2.
Exactly. Yeah, majority of dog parts.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, like when that dog got sung with that porcupine in Homeward Bound, that was amazing.
So good.
Michael J. Fox, America's sweetheart, had a great performance. <in Homeward
Bound>. So Max gets away. The kid gets away, but leaves his bike there.
Of course, and it probably has a name on it or something, right? Property
I think
of
just,
the owner
just
of Max.
Somehow knew it. They didn't actually show it.
Like, hey, we need a bunch of CDs really fast. How about you ride over here in your bike? Oh wait, you can't because it's stolen by the people we're buying guns from.
So he gets back to his house, and and then the evil dude's waiting there, and he's like, and his parents are like. They ask the kid, tell us what happened. Like, tell us what happened. And he's like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, Max, like, attacked one of his dogs and was on his property. And he's like, he's lying. And then they bring out his bike.
Oh, the sheriff?
Yeah, the sheriff. That's where you find out he's a sheriff. He comes out in sheriff.
Uniform.
So I kind of thought he was fake. Like, I still don't really know.
Sheriff?
I still don't know if he was a real sheriff or not.
Okay.
Because they never showed him with a car. They just had him have that uniform that one time.
That's like a really bold thing to do, though.
So I'm assuming he was a real sheriff.
It depends how long the family's lived in that city.
Yeah, they would probably know. It's probably a small town. So
in Texas.
So they don't believe the kid, and then the evil dude's like, can I have a conversation with him privately? So they have a conversation, and he's like...
With who?
The evil dude and the kid.
Okay. These people have names?
Yes, like, I don't know.
Okay.
I would call them the Major. I forgot
he's
their
not
character.
Invested
I know
in
Max. Them. I
okay.
like Max.
Yeah. Rottweilers have names? Like,
I think they have names.
Holy shit, that's pretty good detail.
Well, he says, "Buh, buh, go after him." So, you find out the sheriff, he killed one of his dogs because he had that broken leg.
Holy shit.
You don't see it, but he says,
I had to put the dog down.
I had to put the dog down because
your dog
attacked.
Okay, well, that's different.
But he didn't have to put him down. He only put him down because he couldn't run anymore. He couldn't do his proper thing of, like, I don't know, they have dogs guarding them, I guess, when they're doing deals.
That seems like an illogical thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I can ever do that.
So
I'd rather get a human.
Yeah, he talks with him. He's like, you have to tell, like, you can't tell them what really happened because the Mexican cartel, if this business goes wrong, then they're going to come after your family. So he's like, oh, shit.
I'd say let him. My dad's a racist drunk with a gun.
Yeah, so but the kid gives in and he lets them take the dog to animal control and they're going to put him down.
Max?
Yeah. Because the kid's like afraid for his family's
gonna die.
Oh my
God, what a piece of shit.
Yep. Kid. That's why I'm like, kid, this kid is so stupid.
Yeah, you call DEA, you call ATF.
Yeah.
You call everyone. SEAL Team 6.
Because what he did, like, if he saw any of that deal, he knew. The cartel didn't really care about him. Like, they wouldn't, like, it's only the other dude that's going to care. As long as you take care of him, you're good. But
yeah.
The cartel's not going to come after him. But anyway.
Plus, the cartel doesn't have any business. You don't have to tell him about the cartel. You just be like, hey, this guy has a lot of guns. You should investigate this guy, Mr. Joe Blow. I don't know why I keep calling him Joe. But Joe Blow, who works for my dad. No, it's okay. I like it better this way.
All right.
It's like the opposite of this week in Movies in the Now, where Michael saw the movie, exactly. But he barely knows any details about it.
Like, who knows character names in movies? Like,
that's true.
Yeah, that's it's like true.
Especially in one as convoluted as this one.
Yeah, I know Max. That's the title, and it's the dog's name. So, okay, so, well, wrapped up in there, the 4th of July from the trailer part.
And the dog freaks out because of the fireworks.
That's just in there somewhere.
I think that's probably just a PSA about, like, hey, you should be careful with fireworks.
Yeah, a lot
PTSD.
Of dogs. Well, even regular dogs
don't. Yeah, dogs don't like it. But then, like, I'm sure a dog that was in the armed services probably hates it.
Yeah.
Because his only friend, the only person that really cared about him, died in a sound similar to that manner.
Yeah. So, Max, he's taken away, but then, of course, they're trying to put him away. He outsmarts them. He escapes. He comes back. Before this, his dad is like very suspicious of this whole thing because he's like, why would he be out there? Why would he be at that farm? Like, why? Like, why would he?
He's like, why would we
be on his property? He's like, he doesn't.
He's
think
like, the sheriff. Some. I think he's part Mexican. I don't understand.
He doesn't understand.
How does the sheriff have a farm? I don't understand. What kind of laws do we have in this city, honey? We should look at a new place to live.
Yeah, so
and that's how Zillow was made.
He doesn't think he's telling the truth, so he confronts his son about it again, and he's like, no. He's like, he doesn't want to talk about it. So he leaves, and then his dad remembers about that storage warehouse, and he becomes very suspicious about everything.
So dad's the real hero.
Yeah, so he's
going to... So sometimes it's okay to be an alcoholic racist.
He goes to the storage warehouse. And, of course, the evil dude and the sheriff are there getting the guns out of the storage warehouse. And the dad confronts him, and he's like, what's going on here? And then the Mexican cartel guy comes out of nowhere, has a gun on the dad. He's like, oh, shit. And he's like, get in the car.
He's like, oh, shit, this is my worst nightmare.
I knew the Mexicans would be after
me. I knew you couldn't trust the Mexicans.
So it just reaffirms his racism even more.
Oh, my God.
So the dad never gets,
so they kidnap him, and then,
Isn't he related? He's related to the kid's friend, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so this connects all his racist suspicions. You shouldn't be friends with a Mexican. Why? Well, he's probably bad news. Well, in fact, he is bad news.
It really reaffirmed everything because it was his cousin who, it was his friend's cousin. So he's like, oh, it is because of him, kind of. Because he's got the connection. Oh, and that other part when the evil guy and the little kid were talking to each other, and he said, like, don't tell anyone about this. He's like, oh, you do business with them. You sell those CDs, and I'm doing business. And I told your brother to do business. He wanted to get in on the weapons trading. And he's like, your brother was going to rat you out to your parents about the CD, like, trading.
That's like minor. That's like a. Know, like, that's not... be like, oh, you smoked weed once, and I like deal heroin in
exactly.
mass. It's like the same
You're
thing.
Trying to say, oh, we both do business with them. It's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So they get the dad, they kidnap him. The kid's mom talks to the kid, and he's like, "What did you and your father talk about it? Your father, right after he talked to you, He didn't say a word. He walked out the door and left.
He was like, well, oh, he said I was a disappointment that he wants to try this level of life.
Yeah, so
again.
The kid starts freaking out. He goes, he gets his buddy's Mexican friend and the his cousin, the chick. So all three of them are going and they're like, we're going to get
And
Max.
They're on mountain bikes, right?
Yes.
So at this point, the kid gets his bike back from the sheriff?
Yeah, right when he gets it back, right when he confronts him about the farm and everything. So they get Max to sniff something and track him down. They track him down, and then there's a... this is before the deal's going down, before the cartel got there. It's just the one Mexican dude, the sheriff, and the evil dude, and then one of the Rottweilers, because the other one they killed.
Yeah, so that was true. I was surprised the sheriff told the truth.
Yeah, so the kids are stupid, and the Mexican kid's cell phone goes off. So
they're like, oh, shit, another ringtone.
So they do the same thing. They're like, they send the dog after him, and then they run after him.
And then the kid breaks the dog's leg, and he's like, I know what happens when you have a broken leg, motherfucker. You're going to get killed, and I don't have any of your blood on my hands.
Yeah. So dogs fight again, and then the sheriff doesn't trust the Mexican dude with the guns there, because they got the guns all there. So he's like, you run after him. So he sends the Mexican dude and the evil dude are after him. They got guns.
Wait, so the whole time the Mexican cartel is only dealing with one guy from
the
Mexican
cartel? There's a group of them in a car, but this one, I don't know why the Mexican cartel came with them to the storage warehouse. Mm-hmm. I have no idea why he
That's probably where the handoff was going to be or something.
No, it wasn't, because he was, like, he's the cousin. He's not from Mexico. He's the go-between kind of guy.
Oh, okay.
He works close. He has got the tie to the cartel, pretty much.
Okay. So maybe he is suspicious, so he's like just spying on him, and then something happens, and
maybe.
He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it seemed like. So they're waiting for the full-on cartel to get there, and all this goes down, and they're like, we got to get that kid and the dog. So they fight. The two dogs fight again. Max throws the other dog, gets thrown in the river.
One dog gets thrown in the river?
He gets thrown in the river. Oh, I assume he's okay. He could have drowned, though. I mean, you just see him float down the river. His story never comes back. He's just like, yeah.
And then an alligator's downriver and just eats him.
Yeah, so eventually the dad beats up the sheriff because, like, he's trapped in the back seat, but he's like...
Do you know who played the dad? I imagine like a John Goodman-type character.
It is it's a well-known dude. I forget his name as an actor, but he's a pretty famous dude. I've seen him before.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh shit, he was in Sideways.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man 3. He was Sandman.
Yeah, he was Sandman. There you go.
Oh shit, I'm excited now.
Yeah. So the dad fights off the sheriff, knocks him out. I think the evil dude's chasing the kid. What happens is the Mexican friend hits the cartel dude, and then he falls down like a hill.
The cartel dude?
Yeah, like the go-between cartel dude.
His cousin.
His cousin, yeah. He's like, well, earlier he said, oh, family don't mean nothing to him. So yeah, he's taking that same approach. He's like, family mean nothing to me. It?
Blood of hits a him can down. Is thicker than water.
Yeah.
Of some,
oh, and part of this, when the girl cousin they sent off, they're like, go call the police. So they sent her off to call. Because
she doesn't have a cell phone. No one has a cell phone in this world.
The one guy had a cell phone. That's what I don't get. He had a cell phone. It went off. That's what led them.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, why didn't you just call the police right now?
Well, actually, maybe he's smart because cell phone technology, if you call the police, it usually goes to the highway police first, and then they have to redirect you to the local police department.
Yeah, but they were right next to the road. The road wasn't too far away. That was the other part.
Oh, okay.
It's like they're pretty close to they're not in the middle of nowhere here. It was weird. The first meeting where they were just showing off the guns, middle of nowhere. The second meeting, they're pretty close to the road. So it's very weird. So anyway, dad gets away. So it's, Max is charging at the dad, and the dad's like, has a gun in his hand. He's hesitant. He thinks the dog's going to attack him, but there's the sheriff's getting back.
Right behind him.
The sheriff's right behind him. Max attacks him.
Nice.
So you got the kid.
Saw that one coming.
Max and the dad, and they're running away. I think somewhere in there, the dad got shot in the leg.
So he cut him down, too.
The sheriff's like, you know what I have to do.
That's just kind of his thing.
Or the father gives the gun to his son. He's like, you know what you have to do, son?
Yeah, so the dad the dad says, okay, I'm going to go distract him. You guys get away. But then the kid, he's got a bike. He's faster. He's like, no, I'm going to distract him. You get away. So he runs off, and then they end up on the train tracks. Max is, like, stuck down there. He's stuck out down a hill. He can't climb up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Stuck on the train tracks, coming out with a gun. You don't see how somehow Max gets back up. You don't see that part. And then he knocks him down. They're both dead, and then it cuts to the funeral scene, and then and the cops all show up at the crime, at the dead body and everything.
And then what happens with the corrupt sheriff?
He must have gone to jail. None of that gets resolved. You just see the dead body. The corrupt sheriff's just knocked out by the dog. And then the Mexican, you don't see anything what happens to any of those people. All you see is that the dog is still alive and he's resolved with his brother and he kind of likes his brother now. So that's a little too late. That's the whole movie. He was kind of a jerk and he seemed to be okay with his brother by the end of the movie.
That's crazy.
Oh so, my God. Yeah, that's the movie. A lot of holy webs shit. And weaves. And
so that's why I got a 3 out of 8.
Yeah.
And that's only the highlight. I assume there's a lot of lulls in this movie. Oh, yeah. Like, does he ever get to kiss the girl?
Yeah, right before she leaves to go call the cops.
Of course. So. That's the most important thing.
Because he might get killed by them. Because so they're right dumb. Down there. And he's
oh, my
like,
God. I can't stand. Like, in Captain America, that's my biggest problem with Captain America, the first Avenger, is they're chasing that plane, right?
That's the wrong moment.
What do you mean?
That's the wrong moment to kiss him when yeah. they're about like, to, like,
they're
the most
driving
important
close
part.
To the cliff. Nick, or wait, who's driving?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones is driving. Haley Atwell's there, and it's Captain America. He kisses her, and then he, like, then jumps on the plane. And I'm like, dude, you're, like, really cutting it close. Like, Tommy Lee Jones.
Of course, that's
the white version of Nick Fury.
In a movie, that's where they always do it.
So dumb. I'll be like, hey, how about later?
But then there was no later for him. That's why it was a good...
Sucks for her, doesn't it? Doesn't really affect him that much. He's frozen in ice for 60 years.
Yeah, but he's got to live with all that.
He knew he was going to die.
He could have kissed her when she was old.
Doesn't yeah, but she he... wouldn't remember.
And yeah, it'd be her first kiss like every 5 minutes. That's great for her.
But what if it happens in the middle of... him kissing her, and then she's like, oh, Steve!
Steve, you finally got to kiss me!
I don't know. If that happened, if her memory was fading right in the middle, yeah, I think it would be kind of freaky for her. She might die right there. She's like,
I think it would be magical for her.
Oh my God.
What a magical way to die for her.
Anyway, that was Max.
Okay. Brian,
oh my God.
Tell us about any movies you saw recently.
So I watched this movie called The Green Inferno.
Directed by Eli Roth.
Yeah.
It had a lot of problems getting it to distribution and everything, and it finally got distributed.
A lot of controversy. I thought it was pretty good, actually.
Thank you. I want to see this movie really bad.
So it's about cannibals.
No. It's about
activism.
People who think they're doing a good job and they're really shitty people, and it really drives me crazy when people are like this in real life, and then they
like
get
false,
eaten by
false
cannibals.
Activism.
Yeah, and what is it called?
It's like very satisfying.
White savior complex people. Yeah. Michael, do you ever feel like you need to save people that are in need?
No.
Good.
People are alright.
People do right.
People
right
will
themselves.
Be alright.
Yeah. That's just white privilege talking right there. went the other way.
Can't win.
But it's very satisfying. Like, the diversity and the death is very well.
Genesis done. Rodriguez is in this.
Who is she?
She was in Tusk as well.
Is she his wife? Is that the one?
I don't know.
Because the main girl is his wife, I found out. And then they have another movie, and she's the main girl too. And Keanu Reeves is in that
Knock
movie.
Knock.
Yeah, that one.
I don't see that one too.
So yeah, maybe like 4.5
out of 8.
Yeah,
no dogs in this movie.
I wouldn't watch it again because it's very gruesome. But
would you, if I were to watch it and I were to eat food while I was watching it, what do you think I should eat?
What would you eat?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, oh,
to
maybe
not puke,
like yeah. Do you want
puke? No, like I'm gonna go on a date. I'm gonna be like, hey, how about I make dinner, and then, like, during dinner we'll watch a movie together, and then have some dessert, which I serve as a main course.
To like to be in, have a normal.
No, it's a date. I want to impress the girl.
But then you wouldn't watch this movie if you wanted.
Yeah, we're into.
I heard of it. It's a great movie. It's 4.5 stars out of 8, according to Brian.
Yeah, I was gonna. We were gonna watch Max, but Mike only gave it 3 out of 8 stars.
So I think the only Just Me Pizza's grading.
Yeah, clearly the winner is only is. Green Inferno. I've been waiting for this movie for a long time.
Well, at least you don't eat meat, so that's good. You have some very good veggie plates.
Veggie platters. Maybe I can get some ranch dip and then put all the carrots in there and be like, haha, it's kind of like they're in a boiling cauldron. Or the carrots are the people.
You can do a mango pudding plate.
Or how about hot pot?
Yeah. Okay. They don't boil anyone, though. But.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That'd be a great way to watch someone die.
They had some pretty good deaths.
Cool. I mean, I feel like you're kind of letting us down with like how great Michael did as a description.
Oh, yeah. I only did it
because you guys wanted a full description. I was just going basic, not to spoil anything. And especially if you want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see it.
You want to see that. Yeah.
So I don't want to see
it. So I only said it because you guys said you're not going to see it. So
a lot of twists. Like, I didn't.
Is there a final girl? I recently listened to a podcast. I think I told you yesterday about the final girl, which I found out was a thing. It's a trope in horror movies. Is there a final girl in this movie who goes back and kills all the cannibals?
It's actually a different ending than you would think, so.
I'm just hoping that all of them die and the cannibals will just have a giant party, kind of like the end of Star Wars.
There was like a lot of twists, like, I wasn't
expecting. Ewoks are dancing around, and instead of stormtrooper helmets, they have human skulls that they're drumming on. And it's like and then Skrillex is there, like, DJing or something. I don't know, that'd be pretty cool. Or it's all a reality TV show. Is it something stupid like that? No. I'd be very angry if it was like a stupid twist.
It's no.
Okay.
Like Black Mirror.
What?
Oh, you haven't seen that one.
Which one?
Black Mirror.
The last one?
The one like what you just said.
The Christmas one?
No.
That's all of them.
Yeah, the one like Black Mirror. Reality TV show?
The American Idol one?
No. I don't think you saw it then. Reality TV, murdering people?
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
White Bear.
Yeah, you saw it.
Oh, that was a cool episode.
It wasn't a reality TV show.
It was a reality TV show.
Was it put on TV?
I know
people paid to go there.
Yeah, I think it was also put on TV. Okay. Do you know what we're talking about?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit. That was kind of a spoiler.
Well, you don't know.
But you don't know what we're talking about. But I told you the name of the episode if you're paying attention.
Kind of wasn't.
Okay, good.
Anyways.
So 4.5 out of 8. What could it? How are you a fan of like this genre? I don't know what genre to call it.
I don't
it,
even but. Know why I watched it. I think the controversy drew me to it, and then I'm scared of cannibals.
Really? Because you don't run into them that often.
I know, but for some reason when we learned about the
Donner
Party, it like really freaked me out.
That was out of survival, though. It's not like they were just like, hey, you know, be a good idea.
I know.
I mean, maybe it was.
I don't know why.
Did Chris Evans in, what was that movie called? Snowpiercer scare you?
No.
He was a cannibal in that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it because he's white? He looks.
Well, the Donner Party is.
We don't know what they look like, though.
Oh.
Do you?
I thought they're just white.
I assume they're white people, but they could like look like me and be white, and that would be horrifying. Like, it's different if it's like Chris Evans. And you're like, oh
maybe because it's Chris Evans.
You know what I mean?
Like, Captain America. Whatever he does.
Yeah, like, get him, Steve. But like, if it like was a person who looks like someone in Green Inferno or look like me, you'd be like, that is horrifying.
They were pretty scary. The cannibals were pretty scary.
Yeah, that's. But I heard they're like actually like tribal people, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I believe
makes
so.
Sense.
Have you ever seen Cannibal Holocaust?
No.
I heard it's a good movie. A lot of people thought it was real, but it wasn't.
Like, I watched Cannibal, and that was, but it was so tasteful. I didn't watch the movies, but the
TV show.
That I was just like...
It was so tasteful because it was like professionally played by like a 5-star chef.
Yeah.
Interesting. Let's talk about some TV shows. Have you seen any TV shows, Brian? Lately? I mean, I know you haven't
watched Dr. Ken.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that. I haven't seen it.
It's actually, like, I think 4 episodes in. mm-hmm. and they're getting progressively funnier, but I don't know if I'm just really biased because I like really like Ken Jeong, and the fact that there's Asians on TV is like really exciting to me.
I want to talk to you about that, actually, because, like, okay, so do you ever watch Fresh Off the Boat?
Yeah, I watched that, too.
Did you ever feel that way with that show?
Like, in a different
way.
You
were happy that, like, because finally, like, at least for me, like, it was my childhood, like, yeah. was, like, broadcasted on TV, and, like, people, not only someone else went through it, but ideally some dickhole who was mean to me in elementary school is watching that show and might be like, oh shit, I'm the asshole white kid.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, that show, I got really emotional on some episodes because it, like, related so well to that show. The Dr. Ken show, I don't relate so much because it's more about Asians, but they're, like, such a normal family. Like, they don't reference a lot of Asian things.
That's good.
Because they're, like, what, second generation or something. So mm-hmm. there's no immigrants.
That's not realistic. So
it's like,
it's very realistic.
Like, yeah,
so it's like the Cosby Show, but
kind of
Asian people.
But it's based on his medical practice, and so it's more
like the Cosby Show because he was
probably tell Kenji.
I mean, nothing about Cosby, like nothing yeah. about, but what yeah, it was yeah. before, where it's just like they're black.
Yeah, they're black, but they yeah. might they're just an American
family.
You might
as well
yeah.
be just a regular.
Like if they were white, it would be the same.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
same show.
You could probably just swap out.
A lot of people say it's good, the good balance between Fresh Off the Boat and that one, because a lot of people didn't relate to Fresh Off the Boat if they weren't immigrants.
If they weren't first generation, yeah.
But then a lot of people.
But you do because of the 90s. I think if you're our age,
but then also like
the 90s. At least for me,
a lot of the people that you know were also first generation.
That's also true.
Like our,
yeah,
almost
that helps too.
Nearly our whole friend group is like first generation. Like you're the most American one out of us, barely.
But I still say the 90s.
Yeah, the 90s aspect is a lot.
And like, I watched like the Goldbergs, which is the 80s, which I didn't grow up in the 80s, but I'm sure like you don't have to be Jewish to like.
Yeah,
some Jewish stuff in there, but like
barely
it's still like 80s, like that's really what it is. But I mean, Fresh Off the Boat, more like 90s mixed with like the first generation type thing.
Because like we're gonna talk about it tomorrow, but the trailer came out for Master of None, Aziz's show, and he talks about being like first generation and that, and like I got like kind of emotional, being like, holy shit! Like this character's name is Dev on TV, and like. He's talking to his parent, his dad, about like an arranged marriage. Like it's a conversation I had with my mom, and it's like seeing that kind of stuff on TV is like actually very exciting to me.
Mm-hmm. So
because I'm like, hey, Aziz stole my TV show idea. Like I was going to be that guy to have like a TV show about being American.
Oh, and Ken Jeong has been like favoriting and retweeting me when I talk about the show. So
maybe he'll listen to the podcast.
Maybe.
I doubt it, because what did we talk about before this? Max.
See, I think we have nuanced points, but they're towards the end or middle.
Yeah.
So it's like,
if, you're
if you start at the beginning, you're like, what are they talking about? And they're not going to get here.
We should have probably worked better on this episode, because we like told, well, two people might listen to the new episode this week. So, uh-oh. Oh, well. So yeah, Dr. Ken. What else?
Yeah, that's the only new show that I've. Supergirl's next week, though.
Yes.
Nice. I'm excited for that. You see the pilot already?
No.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
I saw the pilot.
Dean Cain makes an appearance.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's annoying. I saw the pilot, so I'm like tomorrow. I'm like, sorry, I already saw it, so yeah. I need to wait for it next week.
The same thing happened with us where Gotham and the Flash, too. We waited so long for that second episode.
Yeah. I know.
I finished Bob's Burgers, but honestly, I finished it like after we recorded last week. I barely remember what I saw. I started watching Sherlock a little bit, though, because I was looking for a new show to watch. I started watching Walking Dead again, and then I was like, I can't not pay attention to this. And then,
where are you?
Halfway through season 4. So they're like,
the prison.
They left the prison. And then Glenn is with that girl who killed Herschel. Like, because it's when the governor.
Oh, you're getting good.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Really like
they're going to the train station, which I heard is like where it's really
right
good.
Now, the first two episodes, so good.
I heard the first. Yeah, I heard
so
it's really
good
this season.
And oh the end of the last season. Like, the whole Alexandria thing.
Like, once,
I love it.
Yeah, five is good.
A lot of people stopped at 4. I'm like, keep going.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand stopping at 4. Yeah. It's a little drag. Like,
I know, just go get through 4. Get there.
Trust it. It's like 2 and then 4.
Yeah.
But like, get to 5 and 6.
I think it's just like when I'm... The reason I liked Bob's Burgers was because I was like working on papers and stuff. And I
Yeah, that's easy to...
It's just like, walk ahead, like,
references stuff and like...
Same with like Sherlock. Like, I'm stuck on the first episode of Sherlock, and it's like my third time watching it. Not third time watching the episode, but third session of watching the first episode, because those episodes are like an hour and 20 minutes. Right. Plus, they're like dense, and it's like an English link or English accent, so I have subtitles on. So it's like everything just builds on it, and I'm just like, I'd rather just do nothing. I finished watching It's Always Sunny for like the seventh time through. Because that's my go-to show whenever I don't know what to watch. I just watch It's Always Sunny, so I'm done with that. I guess I should probably start that again. Tried watching Seinfeld on Hulu, and they crop it really weird, so that's annoying.
I'm surprised, like, Bob's Burgers on season 6?
Yeah, but it's up to season 4 on Netflix.
Yeah, and that's when I stopped watching.
I'm waiting for season 5 on binge it. Netflix.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen for a while. Yeah. Apparently, it didn't happen for season 4 for a long time.
It's so long ago. But that end of season 4 was good. I don't know why I stopped watching.
Which one was the ending? It was a 2-part episode, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a really good one. I like all the guest voices. Like, I didn't realize that, like, Megan Mullally has a guest voice. Aziz is on there a lot.
Ken Jeong is in there.
Ken Jeong. He plays a doctor in that show.
Yeah.
Dr. Yo or something like that. Dr. Yip. So it's fun. I like that show a lot. The only person who's not on that show is like Kumail. I think if Kumail was on that show, I'd be happy.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Nothing really noteworthy.
You know,
are you watching this?
Yes.
Okay, I won't spoil anything. You watching Flash and Arrow?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I won't spoil anything. Really, but you're not caught up to anything.
I am.
Oh, you are?
I'm caught up with these shows. And I want to
S.H.I.E.L.D.,
say that, like,
Flash and Arrow?
S.H.I.E.L.D. is like
okay.
Dipping below for me. I'm like really into Flash and Arrow now. And S.H.I.E.L.D. is just kind of boring me.
I like S.H.I.E.L.D., actually.
I'm kind of annoyed with how
I like a lot S.H.I.E.L.D. of the characters more than Arrow, are turning out. Yeah, I don't see S.H.I.E.L.D.
Wait, are you caught up with Arrow?
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't even give a shit.
He doesn't care.
Okay. Go for it. They shaved in the flashbacks. He shaved his head. Aren't you excited about that? Didn't you not like his
wig?
They did. Oh yeah.
I forgot. I didn't even notice it.
When I saw that, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah. But he hates the island.
I just hate the island in general.
They're back on the island, so he hates that. But I like the villain, the Double Down. The cards,
yeah,
that was a cool villain.
That was interesting.
He had tattoo playing cards, and he just takes them out of his skin and like,
oh, that's cool.
Chucks them.
See, I'm really excited with this season because they're doing all the whole. They're bringing
the Flash villain. Like, people have powers.
Yeah,
he's fighting people with powers.
The whole Canary thing, cool. And they're doing like all the Ra's al Ghul stuff.
Yeah, they're
everything is so.
They're trying to take stuff from Flash, but they're still saying dark, which they said they're going to be happier. And I'm like, this is not happier right now. It's like why did you guys say you were making it happier? It's definitely not happier.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened in Arrow? Yeah, they brought Canary back.
The Flash is like every episode is really good.
I love The Flash.
The Flash
like
is really good.
The best show.
Yeah. Right now. All that teaser at the end, they brought so Harrison Wells back.
I'm excited for that.
And then they brought, what's his name? The old Flash.
Jay Garrick.
Yeah, so crazy.
Wait, what happened in this last episode of The Flash? They usually have a bad guy.
Zoom?
It was a Captain Cold episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where his dad came into the picture.
And his sister.
And his sister came back. And his dad,
His dad?
His dad.
Barry Allen's dad?
No, Captain Cold's dad.
Oh, yeah.
He was in prison. He got out of prison somehow, and he wants to do a job with him. But his kids hate him, but he plants a bomb in his sister's head.
So I really like
that's
the,
a very normal thing to do if you're a father.
How the Prison Break guys playing Captain Cold. It's very.
I know. I like Prison Break so much. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm so glad him and the
other guy in our Heat Wave. Funny.
I'm like, this is awesome. And they even got a Clock King that he's been Prison Break. He hasn't been in that many episodes, but he was in Arrow and Flash.
That's right.
He's the clock guy who does the timing. He's like, you gotta timed it out perfectly. I'm like,
I like that guy in Prison Break.
He's so I'm like. Give me! And they even had a Count Vertigo, the second Count Vertigo, was from Prison Break.
That's right.
So there's a lot of people from Prison Break.
Yeah, show. It's like they put them all in an episode. But
I like the new Patty. I like her. She was from One Tree Hill.
Yeah, she's good.
I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah,
such a good show.
I love The Flash. It's so much fun.
And I love how it just ties in. And I'm really excited, like, Constantine is coming to Arrow.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do Legends of Tomorrow.
It's like so much mixing. Yeah, that was so good.
So great. And then Gotham is actually getting good, too.
Yeah. Firefly.
Yeah.
Showed up.
That's awesome. I saw a picture of that, and I was so stoked.
Yeah.
I really like the part where Alfred slapped Selina Kyle.
Yeah. Get out of here.
He full of, like, slapped her on the face.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I was like, the people would arrest you. You can't do, like, child abuse.
This is Gotham, though. I think you're allowed to.
True. Good point. Good point. It is Gotham. Oh, Star Wars Rebels. Nothing really memorable happened in this episode either. They're just Empire. Like, I told you, the Empire was coming to get them on the planet. Basically, they came and they beat them. And then at the end, like, another Inquisitor comes.
Huh.
They think Vader's meeting up with them, but it's an Inquisitor. So they got to fight. I don't know how many Inquisitors. There seems like there's endless Inquisitors, I guess. But that's what happened.
Lastly, Brian.
Yes.
We're going to talk about something crazy.
When did you show me this? OG Sherlock Kush.
A few months ago.
That's a long time ago.
It wasn't too long ago. I think it was during the summer still, maybe. We were over, like, everyone was over at my house, and I was like, oh, like, we were talking about Lucas Brothers. I was like, and then somehow I went to the specials, and I didn't remember that I had OG Sherlock Kush, and it's all on YouTube.
So it's like a spinoff based on the type of, the brand of the weed that the Lucas Brothers smoke.
In one episode.
Yeah.
Because in one episode, they have to solve mysteries.
And it's not even, like, a spinoff. It's like, what is that called, like, when they do that?
I guess it is a spinoff.
It is a spinoff, but it's like completely unrelated.
Yeah, unrelated spinoff.
Yeah.
So it's about Sherlock Holmes, who smokes a lot of weed, and him and Watson have to solve murders.
And Watson's like a tiny fat kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he always thinks Sherlock's doing the wrong thing.
And Sherlock's
doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, really, but it works out.
Yeah, it works out.
It always tends to work out.
It's like just really funny.
So there's currently 12 episodes, and the last episode left off on a cliffhanger. And they're like 2-minute episodes on YouTube.
Like the first 10 had to do the same storyline.
Yeah, it was one big storyline.
Yeah.
And then the next 3, which we like just watched.
Or no, 11 and 12.
11 and 12.
Yeah, but it's possible that may be another 10 episodes of that same story. Because I thought when we watched it, it was one continuous thing.
Yeah,
or
we saw
was
one...
it looping back to back?
I downloaded that file.
Yeah. It was.
I didn't know it was on YouTube.
So it's possible it was releasing week to week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
No, but it was also a 420 special, I think, that they had on TV.
Yeah, I think they released the whole thing at once on 420.
Oh, did they?
The first 10 episodes at least.
Maybe. Because I was thinking it might have been 420 2 minutes, 27 2 minutes. And then
no.
Because we watched it 3 months,
was,
4 months after.
It was 420 first 10 episodes.
First 10.
And then on the 27th, it was like
two minutes.
And then they just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which they said they'll do it till the weed runs out.
Yeah. So maybe the weed runs out. I'll go send some weed to them or something. Or pay for their...
That's what they're waiting for. They're going to
send them money
enough
for weed. Is there a PayPal address? I can just PayPal them like $20.
Finish this episode.
Just one more episode.
I just love the animation.
Yeah, it's like really
so
crappy
funny.
Animation
yeah.
style. And it's like so
hilarious.
Much... It's so
it's
fun.
It's like more basic than Lucas Brothers animation.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that's pretty basic.
I don't know, like, do you think this kind of humor is only funny to us because we live in, like, California? Like, I mean, like, one of the more progressive states. I don't know how North Carolina is. Everything I talk about on this podcast, I'm like, how does Edwin relate to this? Do you think Edwin, who lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, will relate to this? Because I don't know what their weed laws are like in North Carolina, but...
I think it's more to do with, like, the Sherlock angle of... It's, like, funny that...
Yeah, but I think, like, just a having Southern California has, like, a big weed culture where, I don't know... How that is in like other states. Apparently Maryland has a weed culture now.
I think it's more like if you find it funny because it's so stupid. That might have to do with California too.
Yeah, that might have to do with California too. Like everything you're saying is just weed culture in my head.
Because I feel like Oregon smokes a lot of weed, but then they
I think they'd probably find it funny too though.
No, I feel like they're like, oh, we're above this.
Yeah, they're like the New York.
It's like, but like, yeah, seriously.
California smokers are like,
we're kind of like,
we're finding this hilarious.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. No one man can smoke that much weed. How about two? Yeah.
Watson doesn't smoke weed.
Boo, I'm a ghost.
Yeah, so watch the first 10 episodes at least.
And it'll literally be just 10 minutes. So
yeah.
Literally.
Or like 20 minutes. Combine all of it's less than half an hour.
Just sit there and watch it.
Yeah. And it autoplays on YouTube, so.
You only have to press buttons.
But yeah, it's a lot of good. It's a fun time. Now you have to subscribe to that channel and get alerted whenever they upload stupid animation videos and hope that one of them is OG Sherlock Kush. I have a video game that I played this week. Yoshi Woolly World finally came out in America, so I bought it. And it's fun. I've never played Yoshi's Island or anything, so it's kind of different. But it's fun. I like the animation style, because everything looks like it's made out of yarn.
Yoshi.
And there's puzzles and stuff. Yoshi's Island. So it's a good time.
Is it 3DS
game? It's a Wii U game. And the cool thing is, now on Amazon, you can just buy them digitally. So it's like a digital license, and then it connects to my Nintendo account, and then it automatically downloads and installs on my Wii. So that's pretty sick. I guess it's time for our discussion.
Yes, it is. I'll go Twitter?
Oh, yeah, let's do Twitter. Well, just read up. What's the discussion
question? Discussion question was, what do you wish was real from Back to the Future 2's 2015, or what are you glad's not real? So, like, there's some cool stuff, but there's some, like, weird stuff that I don't think people would want.
Okay, so Edwin says, I'm kind of excited about the upcoming self-tying shoelaces. I'm still waiting on Jaws 19.
And there are a lot of stuff that got real for sure, that is real. From there.
I think a lot of it got real just because it's the year, and they're like, shit, we gotta get...
That's true. They tried to force it to be real.
Yeah. So he says, auto laces and Jaws 19. He wants Jaws 19. I don't blame him for Jaws 19. Yeah, I want Jaws 19,
of course,
too.
Everyone wants crazy Jaws.
What do I wish was real? Well, okay, so self-tying shoes. Real. Now.
Yes.
We're not gonna get them until 2016, and only if you donate a lot of money to the Michael J. Fox Foundation. But Michael J. Fox got them on this year.
Yes.
I always wondered, and they're not as fast as the movie. Like the, because no. He did the self-lacing on Jimmy Kimmel. Like,
yeah.
And like I saw how it works. It's pretty interesting. Because the ones in the movie never worked. It was just like a...
I would like that. The self-fitting jacket?
That's what I was thinking. And the self-drying jacket.
But it was... I always found that odd. Like... how often are you in that situation where your jacket's getting that wet that you like need to dry it that often? Especially in California.
That's the thing.
He's got a California. He's That's in California, and like it works out for the movie because what happens is he falls in the water.
Yeah,
but or he jumps in the water. But most of the time, you're not needing that self drying feature.
I think if I knew my jacket could auto dry, I'd probably be a little riskier around water, though.
Wouldn't it be better for pants to be auto drying?
Yeah, because then I could just piss my pants all the time.
Exactly, makes more sense.
Never have to go to the bathroom again.
You take off your jacket any time.
I'll just put my jacket, I'll just piss all over my jacket and then auto-dry it. Like, where's all the piss go? And they're like, in your face, you idiot. It's blowing onto you. You just stink like piss still.
I'm glad inflation didn't go where Pepsi's $50.
It was close, though. $20.15 for Pepsi Perfect.
True.
And that sold out really quick. I was pissed off, but they're going to release some more this weekend at 6 a.m. our time.
But then they got those trash bots that just go around and you throw trash.
But those drones became real. Because like at the end, there's a drone, like a Washington Post drone.
The drone that takes a picture of the newspaper.
And that's real life. I didn't think about that one. Cause
I didn't think about that one either.
I heard an interview with Bob Gale, who was one of the writers of the show, or writers of the movie. And he said all the things that were real from that like, ended up being real, mm-hmm. that they would have never known back then. And that was one of them. I was like, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, they got, like, TVs, right? Like, you can do, like, 6 channels.
Yeah, and, like, Oculus Rift and electronic devices and stuff.
Fingerprinting, you can do
that. Yeah, like Apple Pay and Android Pay.
Yeah.
Fax machines don't exist really as much anymore.
No. That's
kind of... But we do get those kind of messages everywhere. The video conferencing...
Yeah.
That's real.
You can do the wall. You can do, like, They have like pull down wall projectors of like landscapes. You can do that.
You can do that.
I don't know why you would, but you can.
There's a lot of stuff they got right. I'm excited.
What about Double Ties?
Double Ties. They didn't get that right. Thank God. They didn't get hoverboards right yet either.
No.
Unfortunately.
But they got that.
I don't care what they say.
What was it? A robot walking a dog or something? There's something.
And I'm sure they have that in real life too.
Self-walking dog, probably.
No flying cars though. Course. Kind of they have, but not to the scale I would like.
What about paying for things with your fingerprint? I mean, I guess that's Apple Pay.
Yeah,
kind of.
I check into my gym whenever I go to the gym with my fingerprint. Mm-hmm. That's only because they won't let me scan my eye there. That's I think the next step. Yeah. What am I glad that isn't real? Biff Tannen. As bad as they say he's like Donald Trump.
He wasn't that bad in the future.
He was bad in the alternate
past. In the future part, he was still just working on the car.
Or alternate
Griff
present.
Griff was just on steroids or whatever.
Yeah.
Mechanic implants or whatever he had.
Yeah. That's pretty scary. But I wish that baseball bat was real. That was cool. His baseball bat, extending.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes no sense. And I wish the BMWs looked like that.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool the stuff they had in their house. And they're supposed to be like poor or like.
Yeah, they're supposed to be poor. That's why they have fax machines.
Yeah, I guess that's why. They can't afford cell phones.
They can't afford cell phones. Exactly. But, I wish like garden thing was real. That was cool where like the garden comes down from the ceiling and it has all the fresh fruits and everything.
Oh, yeah. It comes down. Retract.
Yeah.
Rehydrating the pizza.
Yeah, that was cool too.
Except the little tiny.
But yeah. I'm glad they fixed the whole diversity issue in real life. Because the future in Hill Valley doesn't look that diverse.
Pretty white future. Pretty white past. Even pretty white present.
Yeah, that's crazy. Except for all the spooks
the
in the first one.
Yeah. They're like, we got to put that part in.
Like, what do
He's
going to
be the
us?
Mayor of Hill Valley. It's going to be
and I'm like,
funny.
Whoa.
We couldn't call him a colored mayor. It'll be okay.
We don't want to get it in with a bunch of reefers. That was a cool scene. I like that scene, actually. But, yeah. Brian, what are you glad isn't real from there? Yeah, Brian's not a big fan of the movie because I think we ruined it for him. Actually, I know we ruined it for him. He's very open about saying that. I didn't know that we were the ones ruined it.
I didn't either. I thought he hated it originally.
Yeah, I thought you hated it originally. And then yesterday, you're like, I used to like it.
I didn't like it. I mean, I didn't love it as much as you guys.
And that's what ruined it for you? I thought I was a big fan of it. Comparatively, and then I met you guys, and I found out that like these people aren't even hardcore fans.
I was just like, "Oh, these are cool,"
and then you're like, "And then we ruined it for you because
now
like,
it's not cool. I can't watch it anymore."
Such a hipster.
Oh, that's sad.
Such a hipster. I'm gonna make sure I ruin everything for you.
It's not my fault.
I'm gonna ruin everything for you. What else do you think is cool?
Star Wars is too overhyped for him.
That was just like everyone, though. The thing about Star Wars for me is
it's opening
much
on your
you
birthday
because the way you, it's like fans like you, how like they don't think other people. I see this meme is like, oh, there are two types of people in the world or something like people that like Star Wars.
And then people who should opt in for physician assisted suicide.
Yeah. I was like, let's do it.
That's how I feel, though.
I know. It's like it doesn't make sense to me unless you try to get the other person's side of the story.
There's nothing that could possibly have happened unless you were like traumatized in your childhood while Star Wars was playing or with something like someone beat you with a toy lightsaber that allows you to not like Star Wars.
But I mean, I do like Star Wars.
That's
and I will watch
these it. People have never seen Star Wars. Refuse to watch Star Wars.
That doesn't mean they don't like it, then.
No, but they refuse to watch it because they're like...
But maybe because you...
No, it's always been like that.
But maybe the more you push...
I'm like, why don't you just try to assimilate into American culture a little bit more and not be a weirdo with your Michael Knight?
That is pretty weird, but... But I mean, I guess...
Hey, that's pretty American, Michael Knight.
I guess. Is it?
I don't know. In the past, German? It probably was. I don't know much about. I just know kid. He's a talking car. I don't know what even what they do. Did they solve crimes or something?
I don't know. I think they're the call
bad
or
guys. They gotta fight bad guys, right?
Yeah, vigilantes.
Yeah, he's like Batman, but like the car does most of the work.
Yeah, my brother-in-law put Michael Knight for my niece. He put him over Batman, and that's where I have a problem.
Oh, I have a problem.
If you have a problem, you don't call Batman. You don't even need to call him. He's
no Batman there. Knows.
He knows.
He knows everything. He's the Watcher. What if he's the Watcher?
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty.
But what if Batman gets his power from Youngbloods? You don't give a damn. But yeah, that's my problem. He's like, I was like, who's the bravest person? She's like, Michael Knight. I'm like, no, Batman.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
there's only one knight in this house. The Dark Knight.
Knights of Ren.
No, not even. The Dark Knight. Anyways.
Next week's.
What is the favorite Halloween costume from the past? And also, what are you wearing this year? I know it's...
It's over.
Wait, like from your
past? Wait, no, it's not over. Wait, it is over.
No,
wait,
it isn't over.
It'll be over when we talk about next week. It won't be over.
Yeah, so maybe you can tell us like what happened with their costume.
It depends on when you answer us. If you answer us the day of, you'll tell us what's upcoming.
Yeah.
If you answer it.
Later on. You don't have that many days to tell us, though. Because it's, Friday?
Yeah.
Is Halloween?
Saturday. So, never mind. By the time we record, it'll either be the 1st or the 31st.
Probably the 1st.
Yeah.
I don't want to record on Halloween and be like, ding dong.
Sounds terrible.
Ding dong.
Ah, oh, damn. We're trying to do a podcast.
Why don't you have respect for me and my art? So, yeah.
So, that you wore.
Yeah, so what's one that you wore? What's your favorite one that you wore in the past?
Got it.
Yeah. Do you have one, Brian? Find out next week.
You don't have to say it anyway.
You can tweet it in.
Don't say it.
Yeah, please tweet it at us if you're not going to be on the podcast next week.
Yeah, I'll have to think about it.
On Netflix today, Chasing Life, Season 2, and The Gunman.
Is that the one with Sean Penn?
Yes, I believe.
That's Edwin crazy. That movie.
Saw that movie?
Huh?
I believe he saw that movie.
Yeah, Edwin did see that movie.
Yes.
Another long episode. You guys are really lucky that Brian's here. I think Brian just emits these pheromones that cause me to talk and go on tangents. And like, it caused Michael to talk this episode too, so it's not just me.
Yeah,
he has
deep into a whole movie, and I left out some details.
The funny part is like, you didn't even like the movie. But
what details did you leave out?
Not big stuff. Like,
one day he came home with churros, and his dad's like, what the fuck is this? Get this out of my house.
I mean, there was a scene, they were at dinner, I guess.
He's like, guacamole? What's wrong with ketchup and mustard?
Oh, he says a racist thing when it's the kid.
Cinco de Mayo. If you're going to be in America, I want an English name, not the Spanish.
It's the kid, the mom, the girl cousin, and the dad. They're at dinner, and she's like, oh, why are you so good with dogs? He's like, oh, my brother works with dogs. And the dad's like, What is it, dog fighting? She does. He's like, no, he cares for he's like a veterinarian. He cares for animals in a hospital. And she's like, he's like, oh.
Oh, I thought he was
going to pull out a gun.
What does he do? Breed chihuahuas?
Not quite there, but he was like, just gang related stuff. Oh. He's like,
is this guy, what? He just owns storage units?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, but he like makes
what's
it
his backstory?
He makes it, he was in the Vietnam War.
That doesn't give him an excuse to be racist.
Okay, I left out his story where, it didn't make him racist, the story, but I left out his story where in Vietnam he got injured, because his, helicopter was taking fire.
Is this in a flashback that you see?
No,
this?
No, you don't see it at all. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
But he's just telling his son what happened, like, because he's like, because he was saying his brother's stupid because he got himself killed or whatever.
It's okay.
And he's like, you know my story? Like,
he's like, yeah, you're still alive. It's not that bad, Dad.
Yeah, but he was getting fired on, his friend was, a helicopter was getting fired on, and his buddy was getting shot, and he went over to help him, and then that's why he got shot and then got discharged. But it was like his first thing he ever did or whatever. Huh. So that was a story that I left out of there.
Okay.
But it doesn't make him more racist.
Stupid.
This guy's a jerk. We already know this. We established this well on, like, early on.
Yeah, he's pretty.
I know,
like,
but
That's what I'm saying. By the end, he like barely he tolerates his brother, and he's like, he's good. Okay, thank you for giving me the dog. That's what he says.
That's all he says. No, thank you for your service. You know, whenever I meet a veteran, I give him. I always say that. That's the first thing I say to someone as soon as I find out they're served.
So I mean, he seemed like pretty cocky and jerky, and it didn't really affect him that his brother died. Like it hindered him at first because he's like, I have to deal with this dog. Like,
that's not the fact that, like, oh, you know, the person that probably took care of me as a child and taught me a lot of things is no longer here, and I'll never have a conversation.
Yeah. If they connected. But, like, I mean, I also left out another part.
He's supposed to be a dickhole.
One time okay, so he met with the buddy that was checking up on the evil dude who was like, oh, his record, it's not what he says it is. He also.
I'm pretty sure that's a famous person guy, too.
Yeah, I think so. But he also he gave him a video. He's like, here's this video. It'll help you with Max. And he's like, doesn't tell him what it is. He plays the video, and it's him training the dog, and then his brother gets there. And then, like, that's, like, the most emotional it gets with his brother, where he starts crying a little bit. So, like, that, it gets there a little bit. So that was a good part about the movie. But then when the evil dude and him are talking to him, and he tells him, oh, you can't talk about what happened. You can't tell him about the cartel deal and stuff. That dude who helped him out, who gave him the CD of his brother, calls up and he says, what's going on? Like, what's happening with Max and stuff? And he's like, don't ever call here again. I'll tell him you illegally gave me that tape because tape was technically classified because, like, if enemies got a hand on how they train their dogs, I mean, whatever. It's still technically classified.
Is that Sergeant Reyes?
Jay Hernandez? Jay Hernandez.
Oh, isn't that...
He works for the military also.
Isn't he going to be in... Oh, no, that's another guy. What's the guy's name from Suicide Squad? Jay...
Courtney.
Yeah, Jay Courtney. Okay. This is a guy from Hostel.
Yeah. He was also in Afghanistan, but he can't... Maybe he was never in Afghanistan, but he was originally helping Max before they handed Max off to...
So he just wanted to know what was up with Max.
Yeah, he just wanted to know what was going on with Max because he heard that he was going, like, had to go back and is getting killed.
So he reached out to the kid,
and the kid was like, don't call back here because you gave me that tape illegally because he was trying to save his family from getting killed, but right. Even though the cartel was never after them for real. But I was like, oh my gosh, another jerk kid move. But I left those parts out. There's a couple little details I just didn't put in there. Anyways.
Did you know... Oh, snap. Okay, you want to hear this interesting fact about what you just said about that DVD thing?
Okay.
When Sergeant Reyes... No, real? I don't know. Okay. This is in the trivia section of that movie.
Okay.
When Sergeant Reyes gives the CD to Justin, he tells him it is classified, quote-unquote. To give the writers credit, it should be assumed he told this to Justin as a way of enticing him into watching the video. An actual classified document / material would not be stored on an open shelf. It would be in a locked vault along with the communication security material system equipment.
But I feel like that should be classified because I understand it's not like that secret, but still the way they train the dog... They shouldn't know that.
Actual classified material has very strict controls. If you check it out of the vault, you have to return it by the end of the workday.
Yeah, but what if there was some other deleted scene where he was like hacking and like, I gotta get this dog tape. Like, you just didn't see that part, and he stores it on his desk.
Do you know Max was featured in the film Project Almanac?
I did not know that.
Me neither. What's the name of the dog?
I don't know.
That's a shame. It's not top. Doesn't get top billing.
It doesn't.
You know who gets top billing?
That little stupid kid.
No, the racist father. Oh, Thomas Hayden Church.
I like him better than the kid. I'm sorry.
Some of these actor names suck. Carlos is Max.
I would have rather had the older brother. I wish he was the star of the movie.
The name of the dog in real life is Carlos.
He was Firestorm.
That's awesome. The dog is Hispanic.
Carlos. Yeah.
Oh, there's a dog named Loki.
Maybe that's Rottweiler.
And awesome. Draco.
Oh, those are such cool names.
But in real life, their names are Atlas and Odin.
Those are cool names, awesome. Too.
Odin is Loki.
Oh, my God.
Resco is Chihuahua number one. There's Chihuahuas.
There's Chihuahuas.
There are Chihuahuas. Oh yeah, there are Chihuahuas because at the
Angel is Chihuahua number
Mexican
two.
House, there's like five dogs.
Of course, there's six Chihuahuas actually. Yeah.
They're all just chilling at the Mexican house.
Yeah.
Crazy. What does it mean when this? It says 1776er. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Bill Bennett was the 1776er. That was his role.
What is that?
I don't know.
Well, there was a 4th of July parade.
Oh, maybe that's what it has to do.
Like, that's probably
a reenactor.
Yeah, because they were doing a parade and he's like, the dad and the evil dude were like, the dad told the evil guy.
He's like, oh, there better not be any Mexicans in this parade.
He's like, can you walk? You want to walk in the parade with me? He's like, yes. So they walk in the parade.
Oh.
Wait, who? The dad told who?
The dad of the evil dude.
Oh.
He's like, you should walk in the parade with me. He's like, yeah. And then they did.
Interesting. So that's it. That was a long episode. That's probably the longest episode we've ever had for Wednesday. But I think it's well worth it because now you don't have to watch the movie Max.
No, you don't.
So you're welcome.
You may want to watch the dog part. And watch that video. That video is touching. I don't know. I could edit that movie to where you could...
where you'd enjoy it.
Dogs,
yeah, just the dog parts. But, yeah.
I think we might have to do a commentary.
You don't have to watch it, though.
I think this movie has entered Destiny Pizza's lore.
I know. We have to do
commentary. There are crazy things. Yeah, it's like... what's that one movie that you described the whole thing of? The dad one.
Oh, God.
The one you described the whole movie. Oh, God. Twice, probably. The one with the dad. He's got the nerdy dad, but
yeah, I forgot what the name of the movie is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My God. Yeah. With Rick Moranis. Or is it not Rick Moranis?
It's not Rick Moranis.
Oh, damn it.
William Shaw.
Wallace Shaw.
Wallace Shaw.
It's like...
and the buff dude.
Rent My Dad or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, like that was such a weird movie.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah. Wallace Shawn. What movie was that? Jesus Christ. Oh my God, he has 168 credits. This is gonna take forever to find, but it was like in the 90s.
It was like I thought it was like Rented Dad or My Perfect Dad or Perfect Dad or something.
Just Like Dad.
Just Like Dad. Okay. There we go.
1995.
We don't have to rehash that whole.
Oh yeah, Nick Cassavetes was the intimidating dad, who's gonna be the director of Roadhouse with Ronda Rousey. And he's also the director of The Notebook. Notebook? Twilight. I don't know. Who cares? Come back tomorrow for a Mr. T review. Actually, I do care. Let me find that out first. I think it was The Notebook. Yeah, it was The Notebook. Face. Come back tomorrow for Mr. T Rivia, some This Week in Movies and the Now, and some trailer talk. Most important trailer talk I think we've ever done.
Yeah, it's a pretty big week for trailer talk. This is what Superhero Week should be.
Yeah. Superhero
and
Star
Wars Week should be, but anyway, it's on Thursday.
Yeah, it's on Thursday pretty this week. Much. So, thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.